Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The Congress of the United States sent prepared a letter on the 12th of April, 2024. It says, Dear President Ramaphosa, on March the 10th, your Foreign Minister Naledi Pandor announced a Palestinian solidarity event at a Palestinian event that your government intends to arrest dual citizens with from the State of Israel who are currently serving either compulsory or voluntarily in Israel operation in Gaza. This is a gross miscarriage of justice that continues to perpetuate dangerous sentiments against Israeli citizens and the State of Israel's right to exist. And it goes through that. It also attacks South Africa on its case at the International Court of Justice, where it took Israel to the court. It quotes the Hamas Charter, the letter, and then it ends by saying, we request the government explain which steps are being taken to ensure that Jewish South Africans rather are protected against growing anti-Semitism, specifically as senior government officials are increasing their hostile anti-Semitic statements. And it was signed by six senators, six members of Congress rather, and that was sent to the South African government. So this is obviously a big story. Grant Arthur Gochen is a special envoy to the Diaspora Affairs for the African Union. Grant, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So it was very interesting to see this letter. I can't imagine it'll make any difference to the South African government, but it certainly does put it out there in terms of what the United States or members of Congress are thinking about the South Africans' behavior. Give us your thoughts.
Well, I mean, the letter clearly identifies South Africa as an anti-Semitic state. Mm. It identifies Ms. Pandor as a dishonest player.
Right.
And it puts the South African government on notice that their conduct is being watched. Now, the arrogance that Mrs. Pandor displayed during her visit to the United States did not go unnoticed. Their implied threats to the United States didn't go unnoticed either. And the U.S. Congress is making a statement to say they're seeing what's going on in South Africa, and they will take appropriate action in due course.
So it's very interesting because I don't really understand the not the legality of a letter like this, but the weight of a letter like this. Is this, I mean, this is not written in their personal capacities because they've signed it as members of Congress of the United States. Does it have any, aside from showing that members of Congress are very unhappy with South Africa, does it have any diplomatic weight?
I don't know that it has any immediate diplomatic effect. Please bear in mind that 250,000 jobs in South Africa exist because of AGOA.
AGOA, absolutely.
Now, the bill to review AGOA is still moving forward in the House. It's not moving forward right now in the Senate. But this should be a notice to South Africa that they've made a choice to align themselves with Iran and Russia and China and North Korea. And they've made such a strong statement of alliance and allegiance that the United States necessarily has to review if South Africa is still considered an ally or a reliable, honest player in the world. And this letter clearly displays the answer is no. But I think, Howard, even more importantly, the South African Jewish community needs to take notice of this letter, because as an American ex-South African looking in, I'm seeing frogs boiling in a pot. I don't know if South African Jews are really looking at the risks that we are seeing from the outside.
So it's fascinating that, because the level of anti-Semitism, certainly with regard to Israel, regard to South Africa, the South African government's support of Israel, is no doubt very, very apparent and very concerning. What is so strange, and in fact I had this conversation with a visitor to our community who I hadn't met before from Australia, and it was on Shabbat, and it was at the synagogue. Afterwards he introduced himself to me, and he said he would have thought that coming to South Africa, he was really stepping into the fire of this anti-Semitism. And he said he can't get over it, that you drive through the streets of Johannesburg and there's yellow ribbons around trees for hostages, and people walk with a kippah, and there's very little concern around that. He said where he lives in Melbourne, if someone had to put up a yellow ribbon within a very short while, it would be taken, it would be ripped down. So he couldn't bring those two together in an understanding. And in a way, that's true of us as well. So it might be easy to see it from the outside because you're looking at the political, but daily, it isn't that. And I think maybe that's why perhaps we're in more danger, because we don't see it, but it's a very strange phenomenon that happens. And when you see a letter like this that focuses on anti-Semitism, and I was going to get to that to ask you that question as well, is it's very, very clearly not just about Israel, it's about Jews. And what I thought was interesting about this letter is it doesn't allow the South African government to do what it's done, which is to try and separate Israel from Jews and Zionism from anti-Zionism from anti-Semitism. Your thoughts on that?
Judaism and Zionism are inseparable. The Torah talks about Israel and Zion. You know, you're going back 3,500 to 5,000 years. Judaism and Israel are inseparable. Mm-hmm. And you in South Africa, we perceive you still viewing a dividing line, but more and more instigation is coming across our screens that dividing line is being shattered. And Howard, we've seen worldwide, when threats of violence are made and they are this pervasive and at this level, it usually ends up in violence. And that is what we are worried about.
I'd love your thoughts on that. Do you feel concerned? Are we being naive? Are we being naive here in South Africa, South African Jewish community? Are we not seeing the writing on the wall? So, Grant, you definitely think we are being naive. We're being delusional. We're living in denial.
I it's very hard to confront threats that are in front of you. Most people try and live in denial because that's the way that they can get through the day. But it is obvious, looking from the outside, looking in, you are a community at risk, and you need to recognize those risks and any immediacy of those risks. I think the leaders of the South African Jewish community need to have an honest conversation about what the risks are and how severe they are. Because you know what? When violence begins, it ramps up very quickly.
I am definitely going to be putting that question to Professor Karen Mulner. She's going to be joining us around about 7:20 this morning. Professor Karen Mulner is the chairperson at the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. I think the point that Grant is raising is one that we have to confront. We have to debate it. No matter what we decide in terms of the reality, what we decide our own reality is, but not having the conversation is perhaps a dangerous thing. What do you think? 34519 or 0618951019. Mark says, I don't agree because there's going to be an election. We need to determine it after. Karen says, better jump out of the pot before it gets too hot. And Hachamora says, Durka won't respond, doesn't care what the US or what Jews say. They have drunk the Hamas-Iran Kool-Aid. And at this point, South Africa is not neutral anymore. Those are some of your thoughts. I would love them as well. 34519 or 0618951019. That was Grant Arthur Gochen. He is an American Special Envoy for the Diaspora Affairs for the African Union.